The Red River is expected to crest later this week, just shy of flood stage in Shreveport and Alexandria, but it's flooding at points in between, including Coushatta and Grand Ecore. That's according to Colin Brown, the engineering supervisor for the Natchitoches-based Red River Waterway Commission. He says the river conditions are deteriorating.
This is a pretty amazing flood for the river. The other thing that we're having to look at, the flood control lakes up in Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas are getting full because all the rain that was in the upper reaches of the valley. So this could be an extended high water period.
Captain Sandy Jackson has been navigating the Red River for more than 40 years. He operates the Spirit of the Red River Cruise from the Shreveport Riverfront. He's seen the river this high before, but his business drops off when it's like this. He says he barely has any bank left to dock his boat. He can normally carry several dozen passengers, but right now...
It's just dangerous out there. The current's running 4 or 5 miles an hour. You got a lot of big driftwood coming down the river. And if you're not an experienced boater, if you don't know the river, if you haven't ran the rivers like this one when she's running real hard, you don't belong out there. The best thing to do is stay off the river.
Brown says boat ramps will not reopen until the water recedes to a normal stage and cleanup is finished. That could be weeks from now. Captain Sandy Jackson is watching the river each day to see what it will do. He says his boat cruise business is down to a trickle.